724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the frigid Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Our temperature reading right now is down around the zero mark. I don't even want to tell you about the wind chill. You know all about it, I'm sure. Hey, we have a nice warmer program for you today. How's that? Just get up close to the radio. We're going to be talking about the VA Butler Healthcare, and we have the new director with us here today. We're also going to be talking about suicide prevention. Pete Albert is here. He's the suicide prevention coordinator. Pete, nice to have you here today.
Thank you very much.
Be chatting a little bit in more detail with Pete in just a moment or so. But let's say hello, first of all, to the, well, I still say new VA director, John LaSalle. Director, welcome. Nice to have you here today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
New. You've been here since, what, last fall, I guess, huh?
Oh, around the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So October, November, 3-4 months. Are you settling in a little bit here in Butler?
Oh, I would say I'm settling in. The weather takes a little bit of getting used to, having came from Texas where...
Oh, my.
It's not quite this cold. It does get chilly, but it's not quite this cold.
And what part of Texas were you in?
I was in San Antonio. Oh. Interestingly enough, last November was the first snow that San Antonio has seen in 35 years. So my family. So when people ask me, has your family ever even seen snow? I'm like, as a matter of fact, I can say my kids have seen snow. All half inch of it.
Yeah. Wow. Now, this must be a real culture shock then for them. Have you been stationed in other parts of the country? Have you been in northern areas where it's cold before?
Well, so having spent 25 years on active duty in the Army, you get to go a bunch of different places. And, mm-hmm. One of those beautiful places I had the opportunity to go to was in the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle-Tacoma area. And so there's snow in Tacoma. It's not as prevalent and as often as it seems to have been here in the last 3 months, but mm-hmm. I have been in an area where it snows and it's cold.
Before we talk about VA Butler Healthcare and your impressions and so on and so forth, let's talk a little bit about your background. 25 years active duty in the U.S. Army?
Yeah, Dave, 25 years, spent majority of that time in and out of San Antonio. I did a few years enlisted. I did majority of my time as an officer flying medevac to support Army medicine and our war fighters.
You were a helicopter pilot?
Yeah, Dave, I was a helicopter pilot, flew Blackhawks, trained on UH-1s and transitioned to UH-60s when we brought them into the force.
I flew on a helicopter once in my life. It was a Pennsylvania National Guard helicopter. They came to Butler for several years ago for some sort of a demonstration, I don't know. And the pilot, who was very good, thank goodness, I know he was trying to scare me to death because we got up there and it was not a gunship. I'm probably using the wrong terminology. It was an observation helicopter
from
the Vietnam era.
Right.
So there weren't any guns or anything on it, but it was all plexiglass. It was a bubble everywhere. Mm-hmm. You look down between your legs and you're looking straight down there, but it was an observation helicopter. So
did they have a bag for you?
He did everything. And we got up there and we're flying around. I was okay. What surprised me is the noise.
Yeah.
It is extremely loud.
Yeah, it's very loud.
And, you had to wear a helmet and talk on an intercom. It's the only way you could ever possibly hear each other. And then he said, did you know this thing will fly upside down? I said, I believe you. No problem. I trust you. That's we better get back down pretty quickly. So anyway, wow, you piloted one of those things, huh?
Man. Yeah, whenever we would take newbies up, as we call it, we'd always have a bag for them.
I was not alone. Well, I did
no,
not need the bag.
That's great. Yeah, good for you.
You medevac, so you were evacuating wounded soldiers?
Right. So the majority of my active duty time flying was done in garrison. So we flew MAST missions, which is an agreement with local civilian air traffic and hospitals, where we would support car accidents or skiing accidents. Because our aircraft had jungle penetrators and had hoists that we could drop down in a very difficult terrain. For example, I mentioned to you that I was stationed in the Seattle-Tacoma area, and so very frequently we would be called to drop when a car went off the side of a cliff and a conventional helicopter, a conventional search and rescue couldn't get to them, and we could drop a line with a litter, 250 feet down, so they could into the jungle, into the trees, and our medics could strap them in and bring them back up. And so that's kind of really what our focus was. But you're spot on in suggesting that our primary mission was to rescue soldiers. We spent a number of years in Southwest Asia, where, of course, like you mentioned, UH-60 is a helicopter that doesn't have guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was quite hairy sometimes where we would fly into to rescue or pick up a wounded soldiers.
Did you serve in any other areas overseas other than Southeast Asia?
Well, I guess you could say Hawaii, because technically Hawaii is overseas. Technically.
Tough assignment, but somebody's got to do it, huh?
Somebody's got to do it, and I was happy to do it.
So when did you begin your service with the VA, the Veterans Administration?
Well, I retired from active duty about 4 years, 5 years ago, in that, I guess, now in 2014. And so the next 4 years, my family and I, we spent in San Antonio as a civil servant with Army Medicine, doing their contracting activity, providing supplies and services for all of Army Medicine. And so after about 4 years of being a contractor person, if you will, I really got the itch to get back into healthcare. I'd spent my last 10 years on active duty in healthcare administration, running various hospitals and at various levels of headquarters in Army Medicine. And so About November of 17, I said, I want to get back into healthcare. And unfortunately, healthcare in the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force is primarily run by active duty. And at that point, I was already retired. So I didn't really want to work in industry. I really wanted to continue to serve my country in any way I could. So the VA's got some great opportunities. I really want to get back into service to the community. And so I began to apply for positions within the VA. And in last April, I was called by about a couple of network directors and said, hey, we'd like to have you out to visit some of our facilities. We'd like to offer you a position maybe with as our executive directors. And so I took a site visit on about four facilities, and Butler being one of them. And I got to be honest with you, Dave, the day that I came here and I said, wow, this is really, compared to San Antonio, Butler is a little rural. So I wasn't really sure. But the day that I was here, I met some folks. I went to the facility. I met the staff. And I told my wife that evening after the visit, I said, this is where we're going to go. The people were phenomenal here. They were genuinely nice, interested, engaging. And so that's really what drove me to here. And so that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm in the VA.
We're talking, for listeners who may have joined us a little bit late, and that happens, especially with folks listening in the car. If you just tuned in, Dave Malarkey is my name, and we're talking right now with John LaSalle. He's the director of VA Butler Healthcare since this past October. Let's talk a little bit about the facility. You had to be impressed. We have a brand new hospital here, the A.B. Abraham VA Community Health Clinic. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is beautiful. I got to tell you a little anecdote. So I was just talking to you about my day that I visited here. And So it was in May of last year, and I drive in from the Pittsburgh airport using GPS because I don't know where Butler is. So it rolls me in through the backside of the VA coming in out of Evans City.
Of course,
and,
yeah.
And so I drive up to the backside of the Newcastle campus, and I stopped and I looked and I said, oh my gosh, this building is beautiful. And I took a picture and I texted it to my wife, and she's like, wow, this is beautiful. And so then I called up and said, but I didn't know where to go. So I called up Ken Calverer, and I said, hey, Ken, I'm here. He's like, no, you're not here. I said, well, I'm right here behind this big building, red brick building. He's like, yeah, like I said, you're not here. So he gave me the directions to come over to the North Duffy campus, and I was even more amazed at how beautiful that healthcare center is. The A.B. Abraham facility is just state-of-the-art, beautiful facility. And I got to tell you, it's of all of the facilities that I did tour, it is the prettiest one for sure.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a goodly part of it. I guess I haven't seen every nook and cranny. Ken has said, come on, we'll take you everywhere. But most recently I was up in the, I guess it would be the auditorium area on the second floor. There was
sure.
a birthday party up there for an incredible veteran.
John, great gentleman.
Oh, wonderful guy.
Wonderful guy. Yeah, 100 years old.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
100 years old.
He's amazing.
Old.
Comes into our facility multiple times a week, works out. Amazing.
I met him.
Great guy.
We had a visit by some World War II era planes this past summer, including a B-24, and a couple of other ones too, at the Pittsburgh-Butler Regional Airport, and I went down, and I'm looking at the B-24, and I see this gentleman standing there with a hat on, Flying Fortress
sure.
hat, and I looked at him, and I said, are you familiar with this plane? And he said, I flew this plane in World War II, and it was John.
That's how
I met him.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
wonderful guy.
Very impressive.
So the facility, it certainly meets with your needs, obviously. You're happy to see it here.
Oh, it's beautiful. As with anything in government facilities, it was conceived many years ago, years before it was actually erected and completed. And so policies, procedures, codes change. And so it's a beautiful facility. We're continuing to help it and help us to adapt it to meet the needs and the codes that as they change. But it's certainly a beautiful facility. You're right about that.
Talk a little bit about the Veterans Administration in general and the VA Butler Healthcare in particular. We're healthy, right? Financially, we're okay?
Oh, I think you're absolutely correct. You're spot on. We are healthy. I mean, and there's a commitment from our executive leaders to ensure that the VA is a vibrant, healthy organization in the years to come. I mean, we just came off of the nation's longest shutdown, but the dedication to their veterans and to the VA was evident that, you know, the VA was fully funded and never impacted.
I was going to ask you about that. There was no impact whatsoever.
None whatsoever. It just really shows the dedication that we have, that Congress and our legislators have for veterans and veteran care.
Well, thank goodness. And every once in a while we hear that members of Congress are struggling for, you know, adequate funding for the VA system. And I always say, hey, get on the stick. This is not a benefit. These men and women earned this, you know.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
We made them a promise. So
that's right.
You can't go back on
that. That's right. Long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have any idea yet what's going to happen to the building at the Newcastle Road campus? I know there are facilities there, like the domiciliary and so on. But I'm talking about that beautiful red brick building.
I know it is beautiful. Yeah. So that's a great question. I get that pretty frequently. Our building one, as it is, the very large red brick building. Is basically mothballed at this point. We have some services that are located in the basement in the first floor that we are renovating another building on the campus to move them out of and put them in a more suitable space. And then once we're able to clear out building one, we'll follow the processes that GSA has for turning over excess property. As you know, or if you're not aware, that there is a GSA law that says an organization can't increase their square footage, and by and large we did not. And so we're working, by adding the A.B. Abraham Clinic. So we're working diligently to get the rest of our services that are currently in Building 1 out of Building 1. And like I said, we'll follow GSA processes to turn it over, and then GSA will follow their standard operating procedures for finding a suitable user, whether it's through other government agencies, other state agencies, or commercial.
Might both be repurposed. GSA is General Services Administration.
General Services Administration.
Takes care of all the physical plants, the buildings.
That's absolutely
and so
correct.
On,
under
the control of the federal government. Talk a little bit about quality of VA health care. There was a time when some people weren't too keen on it. From what I've read recently, it's top-notch.
Well, that's a great point, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I don't know if you knew or if our listeners have heard that recently the American Legion commissioned a study from Johns Hopkins to determine whether the care that was being provided or how the quality of care that the VA was providing racked and stacked against our other health care systems. And we're very pleased. It validated what we already know as members of the VA, that the VA healthcare system is as good or better than any other private healthcare system in the United States. And so we're very pleased to have what we already knew to be validated through that study.
We'll take a quick break. We have a few more questions for the director of VA Butler Healthcare, John LaSalle, and we're going to be talking about suicide prevention as well, which unfortunately has been a serious problem for veterans across the country. We'll talk about that with Pete Albert in just a few minutes. But first, a quick break. Back with more of It's Your Turn, Wednesday edition, right after these words. The Butler County Symphony Orchestra will take you on a trip to Scandinavia this Saturday night in a concert entitled Nordic Winters. The symphony will take on classical works by Nilsson, Grieg, and Sibelius. The symphony will also be joined by nationally renowned pianist Stephen Boos. And all this week, you can get the Sweetheart Special, two tickets for only $35. Check butlersymphony.org for tickets or stop by the symphony office on the Diamond downtown and join the symphony this Saturday night, February 2nd, concert time 7 p.m. at Butler Intermediate High School Auditorium for Nordic Winters. Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month, Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart. So think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others. Welcome back, friends. We're chatting for a few more minutes with the director of VA Butler Healthcare. He's been here in Butler since last October. His name is John LaSalle. A couple of questions about some new developments, relatively new developments in terms of how we deliver healthcare to veterans, Director. Telehealth is big, and I know that that's in full operation here at Butler VA Healthcare, is it not?
Well, we certainly have a robust telehealth program that we're continuing to increase the services that we provide. I think it's important for our listeners and for our veterans to understand telehealth. It's the way of the future. I mean, if you watch the news, if you watch the TV, you see where people can, you can get on your phone, download an app, and you can talk to your provider, a provider, at any time. And so the VA has always been on the forefront of technology. We were the first healthcare systems to implement an electronic medical record, and so we're continuing to stay on the forefront of technology by offering telehealth. I think it's very important for particularly the community that we serve, it being that it's very rural. Many of our folks live in areas where on days like today they don't want to travel. Mm-hmm. But sickness doesn't know weather, and it doesn't know whether the roads are clear or not. And so having said that, it's important that we enable our patients to still be able to see their providers or see a provider when they need them. And so our telehealth affords just that opportunity. I don't think a lot of people are aware that you can, that we have, the VA has a program where you can call and get signed up for a video teleconference with an app on your phone or your iPad, on your smartphone or your iPad, and you can have a visit right there with your provider. And the beauty of that for a lot of folks is that there's no copay associated with that. So you can basically get the same types of services that through sitting on your couch as you can by trekking through the snow 20 miles into your VA clinic.
I didn't realize there was no copay involved.
Yeah, huh? Right. So exactly. So that's a selling point. Mm-hmm. It's key to know that. So many of our patients have chronic diseases that need to be actively managed, whether it's blood pressure, whether they have hypertension or whether they have diabetes, and through our video services, our telehealth services, you can actually take your blood pressure on a Bluetooth device to your iPhone or to your iPad or whatever smartphone you have, and that can get transmitted into your medical record right through the phone. And same thing with glucometers. We have Bluetooth enabled glucometers that you can take your blood sugar reading, and it goes right to your provider. And so there's a lot of exciting capabilities that telehealth has offered.
Veterans would have to be registered with the VA, which is very easy to do, and then they can just make arrangements if that suits them.
It certainly is. Dale, I really want to take just a second here and talk about a new program that we're rolling out on Monday, and that is our TeleFlu. So many patients have the flu, and they don't want to come in and be around other people. And other people don't want the people who have flu to be around them, and so it's a pretty benign way of treating. Flu. I mean, you come in and you get your antibodies, you get your treatment. So why do you need to drive in if you suspect you have a flu? So what we're offering is, we have a nurse practitioner that you can call in. It'll be a choice. You can call on the queue, on our phone number, and you can choose in the queue that you have a flu, and you'll be transferred to our nurse practitioner. And through a little bit of through a few questions and a few history and physical examinations over the phone, we can take care of you right there. We'll call your prescription in or whatever it is that you need, and you don't even have to leave your living room to come in and be treated. So we're really excited about that. Again, we're going to roll that out starting on Monday.
Veterans, did you know about this? This is pretty amazing stuff. It really is. One final question for you, Director. Third-party insurance, what do we need to talk about there?
Oh, I'm glad you bring that up. So the VA healthcare system offers some exciting capabilities for individuals who have not only service-connected but non-service-connected care, and also have third-party insurance. So they have Highmark, they have Blue Cross Blue Shield, they have whatever third-party insurance. And so it's the key to that is there's a couple of keys to understanding the impact that third-party insurance has. One is that many private healthcare insurance companies will apply the VA healthcare charges towards their annual deductible, and I don't think they know that. I think it's key to understand that. Of course, you can look to in your explanation of benefits for your particular health care insurance and see exactly what's applicable and what's not applicable. But it applies it right to your deductible, so we pay your deductible for you. All right, beautiful. Isn't that? The other thing is that you come into the VA for care, and perhaps it's a issue that it's not service connected. We'll bill your health care insurance company for you. And that money that's given to us comes right back to us, comes right back to Butler. And whereas if you go out to your care provider in the community and they bill your insurance company, that money doesn't go back to the building. It goes to the organization to pay salaries and other things.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of that is that our salaries are appropriated, and so we can take that money that we get from our third-party insurance company reimbursement, and we can apply it to offering new services. We can apply it to improvements in the parking lot, improvements in the front entrance, improvements in the clinical area. There's so many opportunities that we have because the money comes right back to the organization.
Yeah. Still another good reason, one of many, to make sure if you're a veteran, man or woman, that you're registered with the Veterans Administration, and you can do that very simply, right?
Absolutely. You can call. You can internet search us. You can call the front desk. You can call our VA primary phone number. You can go on to va.gov and locate your local VA. Facility that we have a number of veteran service organizations in the community that you can contact, and they can help you through the application. Very often you will get an email or something in the actual mail that says that gives you an opportunity that has the information for you to sign up and register either online or telephonically. So we encourage you to do that and register. I get so many veterans over the last 3 months that say, I never really wanted to use the VA. I didn't think it was for me. Well, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the VA is for you. It's for every individual that ever wore that uniform. And so I encourage you to pick up that phone or to search and get online and register for your benefits.
He's the new director since October of VA Butler Healthcare, John LaSalle. And I promised him he has a meeting coming up very shortly in just a few minutes. I promised him that I'd get him out of here in time to make the meeting. Nice to have you here, sir.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Nice to introduce you to the Butler community here on the radio.
Indeed.
We'll take a break, and we want to talk about a very important subject that is related to the VA and to returning veterans, and that is suicide prevention. So stick around. Take a break for a couple of minutes, and we'll talk about it with Pete Albert next on It's Your Turn here on WISR. We'll be right back.
They have spent a lifetime caring for others, and now the time has come for others to care for them. LifeSteps Adult Day Health Services, a trusted provider of senior care for over 30 years, can help. Families are comforted knowing their loved one will be safe, receive meals, be medically monitored, and enjoy socialization, all designed to enhance their life in a comfortable, relaxed setting. Free trial visits. Call LifeSteps today at 724-283-1010 or visit lifesteps.net.
Leave the driving up to us. We're going your way.
Butler Transit now provides weekday transportation to and from Pittsburgh for just $5 one way. Pittsburgh destinations include downtown and the North Shore. Whether you're looking for a less expensive commute to work or wanting to visit the attractions of the Pittsburgh area, let the bus take you there. Senior 65 and up, ride free with a senior pass. For more information, visit butlertransit.com.
Hop the bus. Leave the driving up to us. We're going your way.
Welcome back. It's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. I had to pause for a minute there, you know, and it gets this cold. You get all discombobulated, don't you? Yeah. Wednesday, next to the last day of January. Thank goodness for that. I'll be happy to see January in the rearview mirror. Hey, we're going to talk about suicide on the next segment of the program, specifically as it relates to veterans, and we're pleased to have Pete Albert with us, who is the Suicide Prevention Coordinator at VA Butler Healthcare. Pete, once again, welcome. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is an indication that this is a problem, that VA Butler Healthcare indeed has a position like yours. Suicide Prevention Coordinator.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. These were new positions in the VA about 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So each VA facility, there's approximately 400 of me across the country. Every VA facility, large, small, some of our smaller CBOX, which is our community-based outpatient clinics, will have a suicide prevention coordinator or a case manager that work as part of the team with the other caregivers.
Mm-hmm. I have read, I haven't seen statistics recently, but last year at one point I read a very sobering statistic about the number of veterans who take their own lives each day here in this country, and it's really a very sad, staggering number.
Well, many people are probably familiar with the number. They talk about 22 veterans dying by
suicide every day. Yeah.
The good thing about that number's come down a little bit. It's not where we want it to be, but we're talking now about 20 veterans dying. So we have made some impact. But of those 20, only 6 are receiving care in the VA. So the other 14 are either possibly choosing not to come to VA, they're not eligible for services, or for whatever reason, not coming. And so that's why the VA is really making a change in their position to really look at suicide as a national public health problem. And along with that, we're partnering with a lot of our community partners, the VFWs, American Legions, the hospitals, the crisis teams, all the other different county agencies, maybe church-based services, all these different things. And we're trying to do more of a focus on a network, mm-hmm. because we're trying to get to everywhere a veteran may be.
Mm-hmm. And folks, you heard that number correctly. I don't want to let it slide by. 20 veterans a day, take their own lives here in the United States. As you said, still too high. Down, but still too high.
And we're truly focusing on lots of different things that we can do. It's kind of like the layers of an onion. There is not usually one thing that will lead someone to kill themselves or attempt suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many different things: financial, physical health, mental health, disability, relationship issues, just many different things that we need to focus on. And that's why we have to basically use our community and all those things that are available to everyone. Suicide prevention is just a number one public health focus for us.
Yes, and we should point out that it's become a focus in the general population as well. I've done a program on suicide prevention apart from veterans.
Mm-hmm.
It's also growing in the general population, and therapists and counselors are concerned about it and wondering why and, struggling to help people.
Well, that's where VA can take some of the services and some of the interventions and strategies that we use. We just are implementing a suicide risk identification strategy where suicide prevention is everyone's business within the VA, regardless of whether you're seeing a primary care doctor or someone in a physical therapy department or even a dental clinic. I have gotten frequent calls from our dental clinic with issues that they think someone may have something bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily like going to the dentist. And it's very stressful for some people. And they may make a statement. They may make some comment like, oh, I'd rather be dead than come see you. Well, is that just a statement of frustration or is it something more? So that's what we try to do, is follow up with these gentlemen and women and see what we can do and further assess what's going on.
Do you I know this happens and again, I'm talking about in the general public now, apart from veterans. And when you visit your primary care provider, for your annual visit, mm-hmm. and many times now they will give you a short questionnaire,
right,
with the, saying, have you ever been severely depressed? Yes or no.
What?
Have you ever thought about taking your own life? Yes or no. Those mm-hmm. sorts of questions.
Those are great questions that, especially in the VA, we're implementing a new instrument called the Columbia CSSRS, but it's a screening tool. And it's a tool that's been used by the Department of Defense for the last 3 or 4 years. They've trained soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines of the 8 questions that someone can ask. And this tool really has a strong evidence-based practice to it, meaning assuming the research is there. Mm-hmm. So that when I'm asking these questions of a veteran or someone else that I may be caring about, I know I'm getting good information, whether that test is positive or negative, of where I need to go for them.
We're talking, for listeners who may be joining us a little bit late on this segment of It's Your Turn, we're talking with Pete Albert. Pete is the Suicide Prevention Coordinator at VA Butler Healthcare. One of my favorite movies of all time, and it's in my top 20, it's called The Best Years of Our Lives. Have you ever seen it? It's about returning World War II veterans. Focuses on three men, and one of them has an alcohol problem, one of them has a marriage problem, and the other one lost both of his hands in a wartime related injury, and they all live in the same hometown, and they come back, and the movie details their struggles of settling back into civilian life. I mention it in particular because of the man who lost both of his hands. He had been engaged, and he didn't know whether his fiance still wanted him, and he very depressed and considered suicide and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be that traumatic an injury, does it?
Well, and that's the thing that I think many people are concerned about. When they have maybe a family member, a friend that they're concerned about, they don't know where to go. Well, in the VA, we have the Veterans Crisis Line. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anyone who cares about a veteran, a family member that just may not be sure what to ask or where to turn, they can call that number, get more information about local VA services. There are two great programs that are out there. One of them is called Coaching into Care, where a family member, mom, dad, brother, sister, can set up a series of educational phone calls with a VA provider, and talk about how to have that conversation. It's called motivational interviewing, mm-hmm. how to talk and get the person, because so many times people are afraid to ask that question, are you thinking of killing yourself? Because they're worried that they're going to plant some seed, that they're going to somehow affect that to happen for the individual. And believe me, all the research has shown that no, that's not going to happen. In most cases, it's like that 800-pound gorilla in the room. People just don't know how to ask the question. So that Coaching into Care program is a wonderful thing. We also have a program that community providers can get more information so that they don't have to worry about their veterans alone. So many of our veterans may go to a community non-VA provider that maybe doesn't have the training or expertise, but they have questions. They can call this number, this consultation service that we have available, mm-hmm. and get information. And the best thing is all these services are free.
Have you been in this position for some time, or is this relatively new at VA Butler Healthcare?
Well, I've been involved in mental health for over 30 years, but the last almost 12 years I've been at the Butler VA. I'm also the VISN lead, so our region lead. So I work with the other 10 facilities that we have in our region. It's pretty much Pennsylvania and a little bit of Delaware and Maryland. I'm very fortunate. I tell people all the time that this is the best position I've ever had, because I can really see the impact that we make in veterans' lives on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Whether it is getting someone into mental health treatment, maybe if it's a substance abuse issue, some crisis situation, homelessness. That's the great thing about the Veterans Crisis Line is it's a crisis as the veteran defines it. So it's not suicide specifically. We hope we get to that veteran before they get to that point. Mm-hmm. So we know in healthcare, the earlier we intervene, the better the outcome. So that's what we hope to get. I've sometimes gotten phone calls from older veterans that have difficulty with the VA phone system. We're a large healthcare organization, and if you call in trying to talk to your primary care provider about maybe you need a medication reordered for your heart, and they have to leave messages and push one, push two, and they get a little confused, or they just don't know. Well, some of these individuals have called the Veteran Crisis Line. I talk to them. Another team member talks to them. We get them hooked up, and we get them the care they need. Not that that was necessarily a suicidal crisis, or somebody mm-hmm. may look at that and say, well, that's nothing. Well, for that individual, it was a big deal. And if he was not going to be able to get his cardiac medication, what might have happened, you know, the next month or 2 weeks or whatever? So it's a crisis as the veteran or their family define it.
Are there others at the VA Butler Healthcare who work with you in this area?
Yeah, we're a whole team there at Butler. We have a new Reach Vet coordinator. Reach Vet is a program that's been rolled out here over the last 2+ years or so in the VA. And Reach Vet is an algorithm that is run on a veteran's medical record. And it looks at 60 indicators.
Just so we don't lose anybody, when you say algorithm, a lot of people say, what? Ethel, what's he talking about? So
it's basically, you know, a mathematical formula that really is beyond my pay grade. You know, I don't know everything that they do, but they're able to run this statistically because all of our records in the VA are electronic.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have availability. Now, this is all done confidentially. This is not meant to identify people that have other issues, but this is individuals that may be at risk for suicide or some other negative consequence. Maybe they've had multiple hospitalizations. Maybe the types of medications they're on, where their follow-up has been. Maybe they have a drug and alcohol issue. But they look at these 60 indicators, and then they identify for each VA facility the top 0.1% of those individuals at highest risk. And that's what our Reach Vet coordinator does, is talk to these individuals' care teams,
mm-hmm.
whether it is a primary care provider or a mental health provider. Are there other things that we can do or offer to this veteran to prevent a problem?
That's wonderful. That's
and terrific. It's cutting edge. We're very fortunate to have that focus. And so I work with, you know, the Reach Vet coordinator. We help cover each other in terms of, you know, when I'm off for the day or something else is going on. But we work with the other members of the mental health team or the primary care team, wherever that individual happens to need the help.
We'll take a break. We'll talk more with Pete Albert here on It's Your Turn on WISR on this frigid Wednesday. We will be back after these words. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location downtown Butler to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
We're talking with Pete Albert. He's the Suicide Prevention Coordinator at VA Butler Healthcare. You mentioned earlier in our conversation, Pete, the Veterans Crisis Line. Do you have that number handy? Maybe we could give that a couple of times before we wrap up here today.
Yes, I do. That number is 1 800 273-8255 and press 1. And when you press 1, you get routed to a call center that has VA employees. There are three call centers across the country, one in Topeka, Kansas, one in Atlanta, Georgia, and one in Canandaigua, New York. So the VA has really stepped up in terms of making sure that we have these available resources for our veteran. But the other thing that's nice about the crisis line is you can call it, you can text it, or you can they have a chat service. Mm. So you can text 838-255 and begin an online chat with a responder from the Veterans Crisis Line. A lot of our younger veterans like the anonymity that kind of go along with text messaging. You know, and so that's a great service. They can also email veterancrisisline.net or call.
We'll give those numbers again before we wrap up here today, but we wanted to get them out there first, and if you were scrambling for a pencil, hang on. We'll give them to you again in a few minutes. Is there any stigma among veterans in seeking mental health help? I know in the general public there is. Some veterans might, I don't know, somehow think it's, you know, unmanly or something like that to get mental health help. For goodness sakes, we have to shake those ridiculous old stereotypes, don't we?
And I think we are, both as, you know, a society and then nationally, we're moving away from those things. In fact, a lot of people don't even like to talk about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is something from, you know, our past. You know, I think our society as a whole was moving much more towards a healthier outlook. You know, people are living much more into their 80s and later. We have want to have a nice quality of life. So the earlier we intervene in any kind of problem, whether it's mental health, physical health, the better the outcome. One thing I've seen over the last 11 years is that, you know, our service members, our veterans are much more willing to, you know, talk about things and go for help and reach out. Now, there's always, you know, the outliers to that, but probably about 5 years ago, we had an opportunity at the old facility there on Newcastle Road, where a group of reservists had come back from a deployment to Iraq, and they were all having issues with sleep. And so they came as a group on the Monday morning after they'd come back from Iraq on a Saturday evening. But they came together to support each other because they knew they didn't want this to be a problem in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting, you know, a lot of those kinds of situations and opportunities. And that's the biggest thing, is we don't want to miss an opportunity. And that's where, when someone calls the crisis line or a family member calls the crisis line, they can get information about resources, they can get contact numbers, they can reach out. If they call and they want to be connected with VA services, a consult is generated to me, and my next business day or later that day, if I get the consult in the morning, you know, we outreach. You know, we make a phone call back, multiple phone calls until we're able to contact with that person. And we do phone assessments. You know, we set up individual assessments. The nice thing is here at Butler, we are not an urgent care or an ER, but someone can walk in that day, and if they are in need, you know, we will make sure that they're cared for. And if they need to see a prescriber where it might be a medication need, you know, we get the crisis addressed then. And then we'll talk about ongoing follow-up.
Mm, that's great. Is there any gender factor involved here? Are most of the veterans who do take their own lives, are they men? Do women also commit suicide?
Yes. You know, in the VA, what we are most concerned about is the method that people use for suicide. Predominantly men will use a firearm. Women predominantly use poisoning or overdose. Now, that doesn't mean that men don't poison or overdose and women mm-hmm. don't use firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And the rates of female veterans using firearms is higher than the general population. But we have almost 80 to 85% of our veterans that do die by suicide have used a firearm. So we are very focused on that as something, you know, to be aware of and to maybe keep safe during times of crisis. Mm-hmm. We have cable gun locks available. You know, we are not about taking away a veteran's Second Amendment rights. We are just talking about keeping them safe when they are in a crisis situation. People do things when they're drunk and high that they wouldn't normally do. So if somebody has an alcohol issue, maybe there's been some other loss, a firearm's available, we can have a bad outcome.
I guess given military training, those statistics about use of a firearm are not surprising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women veterans feel very comfortable using or being around firearms.
Mm-hmm. Whenever we think of a veteran returning from overseas, particularly in a combat zone, we think of post-traumatic stress syndrome, PTSD, post-traumatic mm-hmm. stress okay. syndrome. Is that a factor in suicide?
It's something we have to be aware of. You know, it's something we have to assess. So anyone who's coming into any of our mental health clinics will have an intake assessment. And part of those questions that we ask is, you know, the Columbia that I mentioned earlier, the suicide screening process. You know, we ask about thoughts. We ask about actions. You know, have you thought of a plan? Have you taken any steps to put that plan into place? You know, like if you purchased a firearm or hoarded pills or whatever it might be. So it's something we always have to be aware of, regardless of the individual's diagnosis. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's depression, post-traumatic stress, but we do have many different providers that are available for the individual to see.
And by the way, we should mention it's not just veterans who are returning from an overseas deployment that we're talking about here. It could be a veteran who served all of his time stateside, right?
Right, right. It doesn't matter where they served, when they served. This can be an issue for anyone. And so many times we focus on maybe, you know, the combat veteran, and they certainly need that focus. But we have to be willing to assess all of our veterans. And the VA has a program called Be There. And it's really been a program over the last year and a half. And the program is really focusing on how one simple caring act by an individual can make a difference in someone's life. We have to treat everyone like we would want to be treated, but also in such a way, because we don't know what struggles that person may be having on any daily basis. So the Be There campaign is just, you know, being kind to each other, courteous to each other, you know, inviting a veteran, you know, to go to the movies, to go out for coffee. If there's a veteran, maybe an older veteran in your community, you know, just stopping to say hello, you know, shoveling a walk, you know, just reaching out and somehow just to let them know that they're not alone. And that's what they're talking about, is being there for the veterans in your life, both, you know, emotionally, you know, physically, can make a huge difference in someone's life.
Is there an age range where we need, where professionals like you have to be more concerned about suicide?
Well, statistically, when we look at veterans, you know, our older veterans statistically are at highest risk. You know, elderly white men from a rural area is one of the highest risk groups.
I would never have guessed that.
And
wow.
That's certainly what, when I was first in the VA, you know, this was early in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, that's what I saw. But now over the years, we're seeing younger veterans, we're seeing a lot more of women, female veterans. We're seeing veterans that are there with their own children, where before, if you saw a young child, it was maybe grandma or grandpa babysitting for mm-hmm, a time. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing veterans with their own children. So that's another reason why we focus on firearm safety, is because it's a home safety proposition, not just a suicide issue, but to keep the home safe for the younger kids that happen to be in the veterans' homes now.
Take a final break. A couple of more thoughts from our guest, Pete Albert, here on It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll be back right after these words.
Did you buy a car, truck, or SUV last year thinking you were going to get 0% or some other low-rate finance offer and then drove off the lot with a much higher rate? Don't worry. Armco Credit Union has the solution. Refinance with us and get a 60-month loan on a 2016 or newer vehicle for just 2.24% APR. We've got low rates on older models, too. It's never been easier to join, so call any of our four branch locations today or visit us at armcocu.com for membership and rate information. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is federal. Insured by NCUA.
In the new year, make a resolution to be better informed. Bookmark papost.org and make it part of your daily reading. While you're at it, subscribe to The Context so you'll receive a curated list of important stories in your inbox every day. You can be confident that the reporting you receive from PA Post is trustworthy because PA Post is a nonprofit, nonpartisan news organization whose first priority is to report on Pennsylvania policies and issues, holding those in power accountable. Jump in at papost.org.
Curious about the world around you? From politics and gardening to unlocking the secrets of longevity, Experience Mind Matters, a free series created especially for baby boomers and beyond. Mind Matters is a series for older adults to watch, learn about new things, and then engage with their peers. Contact your local senior center for more information. To locate your nearest center, visit aging.pa.gov. Again, that's aging.pa.gov.
A few final thoughts from our guest, Pete Albert, the suicide prevention coordinator at VA Butler Healthcare. You mentioned earlier, Pete, and it was a great statement. Some people think that we shouldn't even be talking about this. Well, we have to, and it's good that we talk about it. But we don't want to make it a Debbie Downer type thing. There's hope. There's hope for people have considered taking their own lives.
There are so many services available for veterans and other people in the community. And that's the message that I think people need to focus on is there are treatments for depression or substance abuse issue or anxiety, whatever it happens to be. Maybe it's relationship issues, in your family. But there's so many different services that we can hook people up with. And veterans who maybe come to the VA, they don't know what to expect, and they're pleasantly surprised when they leave. I had a veteran come in last week. He had contacted the Veteran Crisis Line. He came in. He was a new veteran. He was a young man. I mean, he was in his 30s, but he had served, and he just wasn't sure what to expect. Mm-hmm. And in about 3 or 4 hours, we had an assessment done by a primary care provider to deal with some issues that he had. We had him seen by a psychiatric provider that could suggest some medications. We had him on a waiting list for other services and then hooked up going forward. And he thought, like, hey, in 3 or 4 hours, I got more done than I could have in probably anywhere else.
Yeah.
So he left very satisfied with what we were able to provide to him that day. And I would hope that we could do that with every person that has a need out there.
Let's go over that contact information once again. Very important. And folks, I would say this. I don't have any professional training in this area, but I've talked with family members of suicide victims, and a common thread seems to be, gosh, I wish I could have done something. I wish I would have known. I wish I could have done something. So please, if you know of anybody in your family or circle of friends that may be helped and they're a veteran, for goodness sakes, have them get in touch with the VA. There's a Vets Crisis Line. Can you give that number
veteran
a couple of more times
line
again?
It's 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. And the nice thing about that number is if you don't press 1, it's a national call center. So anyone, regardless of whether you're a veteran or not, can call that number. But if you do press 1, you get routed to that call center area that has VA employees. You can send a text, 838-255, or you can chat with someone at the veterancrisisline.net. Again, if you even have questions on, you don't know where to turn. You don't know, maybe your son's different, your daughter's different, you just don't know where to go. This is a great place to start.
how important that we talk about this. Pete Albert, I can't thank you enough for being here today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Pete is the Suicide Prevention Coordinator at VA Butler Healthcare, and we certainly thank the director. We got to meet John LaSalle and introduce him to the Butler community earlier on our program today, the director of VA Butler Healthcare since last October. Coming up on tomorrow's program, it's going to be even colder than today, but guess who we have on tomorrow? Bill Hillgrove. Who's been the radio play-by-play voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers for, I don't know, 50 years. He's been the radio play-by-play guy for Pitt football, college football, for decades. He does Pitt basketball. He recently received a national award for his long career. He'll be talking with us tomorrow at 12:30 here on the It's Your Turn program. We look forward to it. I'm Dave Malarkey. Stay warm. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.